This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Final seconds, and a bad play up high. Palat didn't send it in deep. 10 seconds to go. McCarr fittingly battling for the puck in the corner. 5 seconds to go. Up it comes to the line. Colorado has won the Stanley Cup.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Sean McDonough, ESPN. I thought McDonough, like, that grew on me a little bit towards the end, calling hockey for ESPN last year.
It was pretty good.
They did a nice job.
Overall, we liked their telecast overall, right? We kind of liked it overall. The intermission report and the pregame with Levy, we liked that a lot, right?
Levy, Messier, and Chelios. Yeah, excellent. How about Chris Chelios, a personal friend of Mitch Rosen, our operations manager of the BetQL Network on our BetQL team?
That was an interesting name drop when we were in Vegas. Just like, wait, really? Chris Chelios? That was interesting.
But, I don't know. Well, Mitch is like a Chicago. He's a Chicago institution, yeah. Mitch.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. So one of my fiance Bianca's best friends, her dad is remarried and is married to this woman whose name I will not say just because, like, why say it? Doesn't matter. And her sister is married to Stéphane Matteau. How about that? Do you know who Stéphane Matteau is? I just realized that you may not know who that is.
Yeah. Matteau. That's the game seven winner in the conference finals, right, for the Rangers?
Against the Devils, that's right.
Against the Devils.
So, like, I kind of know Stéphane Matteau. My parents were at that game.
Oh, really? That's pretty interesting. But no, none of the Stanley Cup games? And you didn't go, obviously.
I was 11. I did not go to any games. But I did stay up to watch all of them. Yeah. That was right. 24 straight days of playoff games with the Knicks and the Rangers alternating. Both went
who
to game
the,
seven
for
the
had the broadcast
finals.
Rights for NHL at that point?
ESPN, probably.
Probably, right?
I think so.
Like, ABC had the 94 Game 7? Or did ESPN have
it? Was
like,
just
no,
on,
they would put it on
it
ABC.
Was just on ESPN. I don't remember.
Really? Stanley Cup Final, Game 7, they put on ESPN at that point?
I honestly don't know. You're probably right. It was probably ABC.
Gotta be ABC, right? Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. You could be right. It would seem like a pretty bad blunder to not have that on national TV. Seems like there was a ton of interest.
Yeah, and the Knicks were on NBC.
They were on NBC, for sure. Right. Costas. And
I was really, really bummed that the Rangers won and the Knicks didn't. I was happy that the Rangers won, but I really wanted the Knicks to win. Really wanted the Knicks to win. That was tough.
I was rooting for the Knicks in that series. Yeah. I shouldn't have had a rooting interest. I didn't like Houston for some reason. I don't know why I didn't like Houston.
Pretty much everyone on the team was pretty likable, right? Well, I mean, I guess
Vernon Maxwell.
Couple players, maybe.
Vernon Maxwell.
Yeah, he was mad at that point. But I mean, it's like Hakeem and Rudy, like, tough to dislike them.
Yeah, like, Hakeem is like very likable, obviously. And like Kenny Smith didn't have a problem with him. Otis Thorpe was the power forward on that team. Cassell was the sixth man. Mario Elie.
Robert Horry was a rookie.
Horry. Yeah, I don't know why did I hate them? Who did they beat? Who did the Rockets beat in the conference finals in 94?
The Jazz, probably. Or the Suns.
That was probably because I wanted the Suns to win again.
I think the Rockets beat the Suns in the conference semis. Yeah. And then I think they beat the, well, Yeah, no, they beat the Jazz in the conference final because the Jazz beat the Nuggets in the second round, and the Nuggets had beaten the Sonics in the 1-8 match.
The Sonics. Right, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I think I probably wanted the Suns to win again. That's probably why I didn't like the Rockets. I'm just trying to put myself in like 10-year-old me's.
And the reason why you wanted the Suns to win was because of Charles Barkley, and your last name is Barkley. Am I correct in that assessment?
That's correct. I was 9 years old. Yes, you were correct in that assessment. Yes, that's a very 9-year-old thing to do.
Scott, now I'm right. The 94 Cup Final was ESPN, but blacked out in New York City. I should have known this, that MSG carried it locally. I should have known that.
I just, God, ESPN really had the game. That's like, gives you an idea for just even where hockey was at that point, too.
Sam Rosen was on the call. Sam Rosen's still calling Ranger games. It's a power play goal.
Are you excited for the Rangers this year? Have you thought about it at all?
No.
You're not there. Yeah, I feel like you're just not even close mentally. You're not even really with the Knicks yet either. And that would be like more of something you'd be into.
Ken.
You're in the spin cycle.
You've known me for 4 years now, three calendar years, four NFL seasons. What do you think the answer to the question is when the question is, are you excited about the Rangers this year? And have you spent time thinking about it?
It's only because it's a New York team. I feel like any New York team, there's at least a chance that you don't even have to say you thought about it. You'd be like, I haven't thought about it a lot, but like, I think they're going to be really good. Everybody seems to think they're good. Whatever. I don't know.
They could go 81-1 this season, and I would watch no regular season games.
What about the Knicks?
Knicks I'm into.
You asked Noobs about the Rangers Knicks off the air. Yes, Rangers, how you thought they were
Rangers playoffs I'm into. I'm into Rangers playoffs. I guess like I wouldn't watch it. I would never sit down and watch an entire Rangers game, like start to finish, but I'll watch parts of it. Parts of big games.
But Knicks,
Yeah.
But even, and obviously we're a couple weeks away. I'm not saying like, have you like thought deeply about how the team is going to perform this year? Are you generally excited about the Knicks this year? Or are you just kind of meh on their prospects, just in a very macro sense?
I think the season is like, is RJ Barrett great? That's what the season's about to me. It's not about like wins and losses, playoff seeding. Can RJ Barrett be the best player on a team that wins a championship? That's like I'd like to get the answer to that question.
And like, are any,
and if the answer is yes, then it's a success.
Are any of the younger players, could you see them being like a starter on a really good playoff team? Like, do they have that?
Apparently, like everyone thinks Quentin Grimes is like the next big thing.
Yes. Wait, it was, I don't think he was MVP of the Summer League. Was he MVP of the Summer League this year? No. He averaged a ton of points. And they almost won the Summer League. He was like phenomenal. And I think he was pretty good the year before, too. It makes sense that people like him.
Yeah, I'm into the Knicks this year. But like until football ends, like there's nothing to do.
I'm gonna be into the Knicks too. You know, I'm gonna be into the Knicks.
Their win total under.
No, I need Jalen Brunson to win most improved player. Like I need air to breathe. I mean, it's awesome. The price is outrageous, and his chances of winning are much better than that.
We never talked with Noobs about Tyrese Maxey. Noobs told us off air that he kind of liked Maxey to win most improved player, and then we didn't get to it on the air. You think you don't like that, right? You'd much rather bet Brunson.
I don't. So careful we go down this road because it's probably like a 10-minute conversation. Oh, I don't know if he's – oh, he might have said it on air, but we definitely asked – oh, okay. Well, we asked him off air too, and he and I have talked about this offline too with other people who bet.
We put out a video of him talking about it, which is like
– Well, then I would assume he talked about it on the air. So here's my response. I get it because he's awesome. So like I get it because he's awesome. But most improved player, basically the question that you should ask about the player is this someone who I could see making the all-star team this year and basically like improving on their averages by a significant margin? And my problem is, in order to believe that's true with Maxey, you must be convinced that James Harden will take a massive step backwards in terms of his usage and how involved he is on the court. And just knowing the career of James Harden and that, like, obviously he and Embiid will dominate all of the possessions, and that's what happened last year, I just don't see the space for Maxey to have like a 23 point per game all-star type season. Like if the Sixers are going to have two all-stars, the all-stars are going to be Embiid and Harden. If they even have two, like Maxey's going to be the third best player on the team and be an all-star. Whereas like as much as Brunson, it should be like, well, Maxey's better than Brunson. You might be right long-term, by the way. Brunson has like no impediment to being the all-star representative from the New York Knicks this year. Like none whatsoever. Like could take a massive step forward with more minutes and higher usage. Like a lot of teams that a lot of players that switch teams recently have won the award for that reason. There's nothing kind of standing in his way. So it makes a lot more sense, honestly, even if I'm like, I think Maxey's awesome. Like, I think Maxey's could be incredible, but just like, you need Harden to not be as relevant. And like, has anybody watched James Harden play? Do we think Harden lessened is something that we are likely to get this year? Just seems unlikely.
All right, you better here with Nick and Ken on a terrific Football Tuesday. Jake's baseball bet's coming up, but now we got to figure out what teams we're going to have for Hard Locks this year in the National Hockey League. Now, we've already determined, and this is how we're going to do it. Hard Locks is going to basically function the way it did for Major League Baseball. We're going to have two teams, and we're going to bet only those teams in the National Hockey League. We'll take futures bets as well as we move along in the season. I'm going to bet Calgary to win the cup after what Dennis said, by the way. And I want to find out what that Makar-Norris Trophy price is. I'm sure he's the favorite, but maybe Makar is worth betting as well.
Yeah,
how could he not be, right? So the best player on the planet. So we're going to each pick two teams. I am going to take the Rangers. The Rangers are going to be one of my teams. So I'm going to take a team from the Western Conference. Ken is locked into the Montreal Canadiens, so he can become Lacasson when he gives hockey bets on the show. And so Ken will take another team. Bill is going to be locked into the Philadelphia Flyers, and then Bill gets a random team. And then it's like, does anyone else want to be involved? And if not, we can just keep it to the three of us. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The peace has been held.
So Scott, you're saying, wait, sure. So Scott, do you want the Capitals? Like, do you just want the Capitals? Like, is that easier? Do you want to come on the air and tell us that you want the Capitals?
Absolutely. I was muting the feedback. I didn't want to overwhelm anybody's audio. Sure. I'll take the Capitals. Absolutely.
Now, Scott, do you want two teams or do you just want the Capitals?
I'll take the Caps and I'll take a rando. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So Scott gets the Capitals and Scott gets a rando. I get the Rangers and a rando. Ken gets the Canadiens and a rando. And Bill gets the Flyers and a rando. Jake the Snake, you want no part of this?
No, well, now I'm going to have FOMO. So I want in.
All right. So you get the Blackhawks.
How about one team?
I could do the Blackhawks. I could do the Hawks.
Okay. So Chicago. Blackhawks for Jake. They're going to be terrible Blackhawks this year, right?
Yeah. They're going to be god awful. But hey,
I have the Canadiens.
Not?
Okay.
So how many teams? So we're drawing four teams. We're drawing everyone's rando.
Everyone's rando.
Except Jake,
who just has the Blackhawks.
Okay.
Now keep in mind.
So here's what I did. Okay, go ahead.
Montreal's in the Eastern Conference, right? So this is to be four Western Conference teams, basically.
So I put every team in the bucket. So we might just have to like kick some as we pull them. Because I didn't know. What we were doing was so convoluted. I was like, I can't do a different bucket for everybody. So I just wrote down every team and I put them in the bucket. So we might draw like Rangers, Blackhawks, Flyers. We might just draw them all in a row, basically. So what are we looking for here? We need a Western Conference team.
We need four Western Conference teams.
Okay. Yes. So it's the first four West. And then who's going to get the first one that comes out of the bucket?
You.
Okay. No pressure. All right. So there are, how many teams are there in hockey? 30 or 31? Or is it 32 now with the Kraken?
I don't know. 32.
32 with the Kraken.
You could have been like 28. So, I would have been like, yes, that's good.
How many teams? That's original six? Yeah, that's right, Ken. Well, how do we have enough teams to draw? It doesn't make any sense. All right. So we got just for the visual, we have the bucket. Just for everybody's. We can
there is the bucket.
Mic if we want. We can draw. Where's the dollar sign? So it's got the dollar sign. That's how you know it's the bucket of bets. It's got me moving over the camera. It's got a very poorly written B with a dollar sign on it, which is perfect.
It's bad. All right.
Western Conference teams. Let's see. This will be mine if it's a Western Conference team. Okay, well, the Rangers are the first team that's been drawn. They don't count because Nick has them already.
I think we need to build the drama here, and I think Scott needs to go first.
Okay. So, Scott, your team. I drew the Flyers, by the way, just now. I didn't show it to the camera, but just so we could kick it out, too. All right. Oh, no. Is this team in the... Is Ottawa in the Western Conference?
No, Ottawa's in the East.
Okay, the Senators have been drawn, so they're out. They don't count.
Unless, like, Scott, do you want the Senators or do you want a team in the West?
I mean, do you want the Senators?
They're like, yeah, for the sake of time, I'll take Ottawa. But if you want a Western team, repick, and I'll gladly take a Western team. Either way.
Scott. We have nothing to do except for JK baseball bets. We're totally good. Do you want Ottawa or do you want another team?
I'll take Ottawa. They, like Bill said, they could be fun this year.
They're plucky.
All right, so Scott, you know? Scott has Washington and Ottawa. Now let's find out. Bill has the Flyers and who else?
All right. Let's see. Bill, we got to get you a Western Conference team. Bill, you have the Ducks is your Western Conference team.
Okay. So Philadelphia.
Quack, makes Mr. Ducksworth.
That's right. Quack. Mr. Gordon, stop quacking. What was it? District 5? Is that what they were?
They were, in fact, District 5, yes.
District 5. Bill representing District 5. Quack.
Who should go?
Mr. Matz.
Who should go last, me or you?
You can go last. That's fine. I'll go next. I'll take whatever the next
one is. Okay, so this is you now.
This is me for the West. Oh, I just dropped a team. That was probably a good one, which means I'm going to get a bad team now. I have the Dallas Stars are my team for this year. So.
Okay, so you're Montreal and Dallas.
Yep. Is Dallas good?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, Nick. You're going to be so happy.
What is it?
Nick, your team is the Edmonton Oilers. That's your team.
Oh, I love it. The Rangers and the Oilers. I dig it.
You have the Rangers and the Oilers. It could have been the Avs, too. Scott guessed Avs. That would have been fun, too. But, God, they're going to be like minus 200 in every game that they play, probably, right? Aren't they awesome?
Are the Canucks supposed to be good this year or no, Bill?
Yeah, I am betting a Canucks points total over. I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
I kind of want – can I have the Canucks instead? I think I want Vancouver.
You don't want the Oilers? How do you not want the Oilers?
They're going to be huge favorites in every game.
I don't think that's them. I think they just have really high totals. Like the Avs are big favorites.
So I should take Edmonton?
I mean, you really want Vancouver? Why do you want Vancouver all of a sudden?
I don't know. Because something romantic about Canucks.
Can you name people on Vancouver? Who plays for them?
The Sedin twins.
Are they both still there? They're really old, right? Like Brock, what's his name? Boeser? What the hell is his name? I don't know. Something like that.
Todd Bertuzzi. Right. Oh, Pavel Bure.
False.
Bets for tonight coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.